Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to the last story in my series, The Call of Abraham. Last time we heard the voice of God demanding the life of Isaac as a sacrifice to Abraham's God. With Isaac carrying the wood up the mountain, with no clue that he is on the menu for the sacrifice. Listen to the end of my story. At the mountaintop, Abraham built an altar of stone and arranged the wood that his beloved son Isaac had carried all the way to the top of the mountain. He grabbed his son and bound him and placed him on the altar. The wood cut into the back of Isaac as he watched his father pull the knife out to slay the sacrifice, which at the moment looked like to be him. Tears streaming down from his father's eyes, he drew the knife to strike deep into his chest. "Abraham! Abraham! Yes, yes, God Almighty! I hear you!" That was a voice booming from heaven. "Do not strike the boy. Do not harm him in any way. Now, I know you fear your God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, the son you deeply love, for me." A noise of rustling could be heard behind Abraham. He turned and looked. It was a ram caught in the thicket. Abraham slit the bonds of his precious son, and together they bound the ram and prepared it to be sacrificed to Abraham's God. Again, a voice cried out from heaven, "In this act you have obeyed me. Therefore, I will greatly bless you and greatly multiply your seed. It will be more numerous than all the stars in the sky and the sand that fills the seashore. Your seed shall possess the gate of your enemies. Through your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed because you obeyed my voice." This is the start of the people of God who is still working in our world today to fulfill this promise. What a test! Abraham was asked to give up his only son, the promised child he'd waited for 25 years. Yet, God didn't want his blood. God just wanted to know who was first in Abraham's life. Through this act of obedience, all nations have now been blessed by God. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.